The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
First Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Almighty God, as we begin this week's work, we lift up to you our states and our country's leaders. We pray for President Trump, Vice President Vance, the members of the President's cabinet, and those who will become members. We pray for all who serve in the House and the Senate and on the Supreme Court. We also pray for our Governor, Mike Kehoe, and our Lieutenant Governor, David Wasinger. We pray for all who serve across the hall in our state's House and in our state Supreme Court. We also pray for each senator who serves our state. We ask that you would grant them the humility to seek your wisdom in all their decisions, so that our state and country may thrive and prosper, and that we may enjoy your peace. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searboy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nuremberg, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 13th
day. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though it had been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guests. Petitions, memorial, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. No explanation is necessary at this time.
All right. Please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 662, offered by Senator Bratton, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 663, offered by Senator Bratton, an act relating to security of the state capitol.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 664, offered by Senator Bratton, an act relating to alternative therapies for veterans.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 665, offered by Senator Nicola, an act relating to the acquisition of real property by certain business entities.
Senator from the 11th, would you care to explain that bill?
Explanation necessary. Right.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed.
Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 666, offered by Senator Crawford. An act relating to mail sent by state entities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill to send forward. No explanation necessary.
Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 667, offered by Senator Henderson, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Stone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation is necessary.
Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 668, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to jurisdiction over Missouri land.
Introduction of bills is the order of business. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills here, and there's no explanation needed.
Please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 669, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th. An act relating to the offense of interference with a first responder with penalty provisions.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 670, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to reinstating the presidential preference primary election.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 671, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to tax incentives for certain hygiene products.
Please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 672, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to wrong-way vehicle detection systems.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be the reports of standing committees.
Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Madam President. It's good to see you up there again.
Thank you.
Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has three reports.
Please send your report forward, and Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 4, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 5, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 6, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Searpoy, Chair.
Senator from Livingston.
Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions has two reports.
Please send your report forward, and Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 2, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 1, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Black, Chair.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I'd request a waiver of the reading and ask that they be printed in the journal.
Madam Secretary, the inquiry is whether or not there are messages from the Governor. All right, there are messages from the Governor, and they will be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
They shall be referred. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Platt, you are recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I will be making a motion to go to second reading of Senate bills. After the second reading of bills, we will adjourn for the day. Members are welcome to stay or leave, but there will be no formal business after we complete second read of bills.
Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer SR 85, 86, and 87 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Those shall be referred. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business, the second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be the second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a list of second reads that I'm sending forward. Madam Secretary, please read the referrals.
Madam Secretary, you've heard the request. Please read the referrals.
Senate Bill 181, an act relating to insurance for certain uses of motor vehicles with a delayed effective date, referred to the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 182, an act relating to elections with penalty provisions and an effective date, Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 183, an act relating to the assessment of motor vehicles, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 184, an act relating to tax credits for certain sporting events, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 185, an act relating to a sales and use tax exemption for certain broadband equipment, the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 186, an act relating to integrated resource planning for electrical corporations, Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 187, an act relating to cost sharing under health benefit plans, Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 188, an act relating to the Sheriff's Retirement System, Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 189, an act relating to emergency vehicles with a penalty provision, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 190, an act relating to tax credits for certain engineering degrees, the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 191, an act relating to extreme risk orders of protection with penalty provisions, Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 192, an act relating to the Sheriff of the City of St. Louis, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 193, an act relating to term limits for local government officers, Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 194, an act relating to legal tender, the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 195, an act relating to a tax credit for certain educational expenses, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 196, an act relating to sexual offenses, Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 197, an act relating to the sole purpose of protective orders, Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 198, an act relating to nullification of federal actions, Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 199, an act relating to condemnation of land by certain utilities, Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 200, an act relating to farm vehicles, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 201, an act relating to appeals of decisions made by statewide activities associations, Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 202, an act relating to a sales tax for special educational services, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 203, an act relating to a property tax for special educational services, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 204, an act relating to the Missouri Geospatial Advisory Council, Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Bill 205, an act relating to a tax credit for providing housing for victims of domestic violence, Committee on Progress and Development. Senate Bill 206, an act relating to emergency medical services, Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 207, an act relating to the offense of community endangerment due to unsafe storage of a firearm with penalty provisions, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 208, an act relating to the election of board members for street light maintenance districts, Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill 209, an act relating to the history curriculum in public schools, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 210, an act relating to Missouri veterans' homes, Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Bill 211, an act relating to foreign ownership of real estate, Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 212, an act relating to the physical privacy of students, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 213, an act relating to electric utilities, Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 214, an act relating to utilities, Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 215, an act relating to admission of non-resident students, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 216, an act relating to financial information pertaining to the purchase of firearms and firearm materials, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 217, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land with an emergency clause, Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill 218, an act relating to mental health treatment courts, Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 219, an act relating to the practice of optometry, Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 220, an act relating to income taxes, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 221, an act relating to judicial review of agency determinations, Committee on Government Efficiency. Senate Bill 222, an act relating to medical mandates. Senate Bill 222, an act relating to medical mandates in educational institutions, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 223, an act relating to student surveys, Committee on Government Efficiency. Senate Bill 224, an act relating to rights of utility customers, Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 225, an act relating to jury instructions for the offense of murder in the first degree, Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 226, an act relating to income taxes with a referendum clause, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 227, an act relating to prohibiting public entities from entering into contracts with companies engaged in economic boycotts, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 228, an act relating to income taxes, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 229, an act relating to permits for development of real property from political subdivisions. Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 230, an act relating to prior authorization of healthcare services. Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 231, an act relating to tobacco products. Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 232, an act relating to mammograms. Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 233, an act relating to early childhood education. Committee on Education. Senate Bill 234, an act relating to parole eligibility. Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 235, an act relating to child maintenance orders for certain persons convicted of driving while intoxicated. Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 236, an act relating to income taxes. Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 237, an act relating to sales tax exemptions. Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 238, an act relating to expert witnesses. Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 239, an act relating to paint recycling. Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 240, an act relating to state funds for regional planning commissions. Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 241, an act relating to abortion with an emergency clause. Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 242, an act relating to permissible uses for campaign funds with penalty provisions. Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Bill 243, an act relating to international baccalaureate examinations. Committee on Education.
Thank you. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, February 4th at 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Tuesday, February 4th at 2 p.m.